106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This is every parent's nightmare. And I'm not going to go into the details as to why it's every parent's nightmare, but if you're a parent, you know. We had a tooth fall out in our house late at night.
Got it. Okay.
And we weren't in any condition to leave the house.
Okay. No.
After bedtime, we both forgot about the tooth.
Yeah.
And this morning, there was a mad scramble.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
No one could find any cash.
Yeah.
Because quarter, get out of here.
No.
Not in this day and age. Thanks, Biden.
Right.
I made a suggestion, and it was swiftly laughed at. And I want to run it by you. Gift cards.
I mean, I would take a gift card.
Right? Right? Why is this such a ridiculous suggestion?
Can I ask to where?
Target.
Okay.
I had a couple options. That was the only one that made sense.
I want to make sure it wasn't like Buckhorn Grill or something.
Well, it was either, I found one for Target. I found a $10 off for Bennett's.
Okay. $10 off, not even.
Okay. And another one to Home Depot.
Okay. Home Depot.
Why is this such a bad suggestion?
Well, I do think it bucks tradition.
Okay. Haven't we learned we're smashing down the patriarchy?
Right. I don't know that this is. Wouldn't it have made more sense to somehow print out like.
Print!
Listen!
Where is this going?
Print out like a scan code, like a Venmo code, and it just goes.
Get your phone, scan this QR code.
Get your iPad Fire or whatever.
Then you got to make a whole Venmo account for a fairy. Like it's
okay. That's true. Listen. I do think, much like when you receive a gift card as a gift on any occasion, especially like Christmas or something,
mm-hmm.
there is a little bit of like, oh. Oh, a gift card.
Well, it's true that you either need to come out of pocket or you don't spend the whole card.
Well,
and both are disappointing.
It's not even that. It's like, so you did think of me when you were standing at line at the Safeway.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think that there's a little bit of a lackluster. Also, there's something about holding cold hard cash that just feels good to a young person.
It's true. There's a reason why ransoms aren't paid in Target gift cards.
Exactly.
They're paid with cash.
Right.
Cold hard cash. What if I would have... Okay. So... All right, you made me kind of realize we don't want said tooth loser to feel like they were an afterthought while she was in line at Safeway. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. What would have been another alternative though? Printing something out, getting an IOU seems disrespectful.
Well, it's not an IOU, but it does require a lot of Okay. So
right. Right. I was trying to be resourceful.
Okay. Now, the tooth loser in question.
Yeah.
This is a first-time tooth loser?
No.
Oh.
Damn it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a standard that has been set.
Right. And that standard is way awful because the tooth fairy in our house doesn't just leave cash. She also puts stickers like star stickers on the cash. That's her fault.
No, it is your fault for leaving her those instructions the first time she came and picked up a tooth at your house.
Right. I should have stopped her.
You should have cut it off at the pass.
I know. But at the moment, though, it was like, isn't this magical?
Right.
And it set a precedent. I didn't know it was going to set a precedent.
So were there stars at hand?
No.
Wow. Truly unprepared.
But just to, tell you what we did, because I know everybody's on the edge of their cliff. we went into said tooth loser's piggy bank.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
That is smart.
And it was more like stealing from Paul to pay Paul.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's when you use a credit card to pay off one of your credit cards.
Yes.
Right. So we stuck some stickers that we had on that credit card payment, and
I think that's being resourceful.
Right. Thank you.
And you know what? If they don't notice that there's money missing, guess what? Pay better attention to your money.
Oh my God.
That's what I say.
That's why Katie balances her piggy bank every month.